Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Sam Cedar with KWBU.
And I'm Ashley Bean Thornton with Act Locally Waco.
Ashley, as always, it's nice to have you and Act Locally Waco back on the radio.
Thanks, Sam. And per usual, you can see the full calendar of events at actlocallywaco.org. We have selected a few to talk about right now, including a nice little handful of ways for you to get involved in building up the community this week. For example, tomorrow morning, the Woodway Youth Commission is hosting its 9th annual Bound for the Brave 5K and 10K runs. That will be benefiting the Texas Police Chiefs Association Foundation and the 100 Club of the Heart of Texas.
Registration is $30 for either the 5K or 10K. Meet up at the Woodway Family Center at the corner of Estates and Bosky. The race starts at 9 a.m.
Also tomorrow morning, if you are a resident of Waco, you can get your pets microchipped for free.
Just bring your pet to the Humane Society of Central Texas offices on Circle Road between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., and they will microchip your pets at no cost. You'll need to bring a current water bill as proof of residency.
Microchipping is the law in Waco, and it helps us make sure pets are returned to their owners should they ever get lost.
CASA of McLennan County is holding a CASA 101 information session Monday at 5:30.
CASA recruits, trains, and empowers everyday community members to advocate for abused and neglected children who are in the foster care system. CASA 101 is a great opportunity to learn more about the work of CASA and how you can become involved.
You don't need to RSVP. Just drop by the CASA offices at 1208 North 5th Street.
There are also several Black History Month-related activities this week. Tomorrow, Larry Griffin Jr., also known as Symbolic One, will be doing a free book signing and discussion of his new book, Plan, Focus, Pray, Execute. That will be at Dichotomy Coffee and Spirits on Austin Avenue. A Grammy-winning music producer and a Waco native, Griffin is excited to be back in his hometown. The event, which starts at 11 a.m. and continues until 2 p.m., will be hosted by his son, Vaughn Griffin. There will be door prizes and raffles, and books will be available for purchase.
The film Blood, Sweat, and Beats, The Waco Hip-Hop Story, will premiere tomorrow evening at the Hippodrome. The film highlights the dynamic music scene of Central Texas, featuring interviews with some of the foundational artists in Waco. The premiere event will include live music and breakdance performances. A Q&A session with the filmmakers will cap off the evening. Hosted by the Deep in the Heart Film Festival, the event starts at 7. Tickets are $15 to $20.
On Monday, the Good Neighbor House at the corner of 23rd and Concord Avenue presents the documentary Unfinished Business, From the Great Migration to Black Lives Matter. This is a part of a night of performances, film, and research. Dr. Stephanie Boddy will present some of her research, which informs the film.
The event starts at 7 p.m. Admission is free with donations accepted.
A health-related event will take place Monday at 5:30 p.m.
Registered dietitian nutritionist Courtney Anderson will give a presentation on truths and myths around food and diet. She will also discuss why nutrition matters and what a healthy diet looks like. The presentation will take place at the Waco Work offices at the corner of 6th and Columbus. It's free.
On Wednesday at lunchtime, Cedar Crest Hospital is hosting a discussion of addiction as a family disease. Licensed social workers Jeff and Susan Rhodes will be the leaders. The discussion will take place at the Methodist Children's Home Outreach Center on Waco Drive from 11:45 to 1 p.m. on Wednesday.
Turning to the art scene, the Historic Waco Foundation is holding an exhibit of carnival glass all day tomorrow.
The exhibit features carnival glass from the American glass houses of the 20th century. Beloved for its vibrant colors, intricate patterns, and iridescent glow, carnival glass was often given away as a prize at carnivals in the 1900s. It's now a hot collector's item. View the Historic Waco Foundation collection at the East Terrace House Museum on Mill Street.
Admission to the exhibit is included in the regular tour admission of $5. Hours are 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. The exhibit will run through July 5th.
Thursday is the 18th annual Hearts in the Arts Theater Gala. The event includes a reception with hors d'oeuvres, cocktails, and dessert, followed by a performance of the musical Chicago by the MCC Theater Department.
All proceeds will go towards scholarships and other needs of the MCC arts students and faculty. The event will take place at the Ball Performing Arts Center.
It starts at 7:30 and tickets are $100. Please visit the MCC Foundation's Hearts in the Arts website to RSVP and for further information.
The regular performances of Chicago will run through February 29th. Tickets are $10. Thanks, Ashley. Have a great week.
You too, Sam.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.